Okay, good morning. We're on Bav Metzia Daf Tzadik Bet Sav, and we are broadcasting today from the holy city of Eilat. Okay, so last day of the year. All right, so we end off yesterday. We were discussing about still when can a worker eat. Okay, if he's allowed to eat at the with fruit that he's working on a particular vine, can he work on, can he eat from another vine, from a fig tree, from a vine tree, etc. We brought a bright, let's quickly go back to that brighter. It's quite a far back up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Bet. Go through quickly. Toshma. This is basically from our Mishnah, right? Why can you, in actual fact, you can only eat the work and eat at the time that he's working? But Chachamim said, because of Hashem Aveda, the Baalim, right? Because you don't waste time with the Baalim. Amru Poalim Ochlim Balichatan Mi Omen Lo Omen Ubechashem Nagat. And they can work. What's wrong? That they can work from eat while they're walking from one row to the other row, or if they're on their way back to the wine press. And the Gemara explains why these Chachamim said that what they said. Because Savrua, they thought that Mahalach Kosei Maaseh Dami. These Chachamim with the opinion, maybe Minat Torah you're not allowed to do this, right? But because they think that walking is like actually doing, and therefore it's part and parcel of the whole process, right? Umishum Hashem Aveda Lebali Mudachle. And they allowed you to eat, not because of Mikra Adin, because the Torah was mezakeh you, but because of Hashavat Aveda, right? Because Midoraita lo achir. Because from the Torah you would have been able to eat. That's why the Mishnah says that you eat from this one, you come from that one. Okay, so it's a bit like a roundabout logic over here. The Gemara says, no. Le'olam emelach oseh begefen zeuchel begefen acher. Mikra Adin, you could eat from one if you're working on the other. And what we wanted to say that some Ruach HaChamim that Malach was Koseh Dami, if you were doing something is not correct. Umalach Lavkem Oseh Dami, and walking is not considered doing, everybody agrees is not considered doing. Right? That's the Gemara, the Gemara gives another answer. So that would be a doche of that shit. The Gemara says, I mean, another answer. Then what were they thinking, Chachamim? Savrua, Malach, Lav Kose Maaseh Dami. They agreed that it's not like they were doing anything. Vahainu Taima, and what the reason why could you eat? To be Doraita, Lo achil mishum de lav kose maaseh dami, and bidoraita you can't eat on based on the understanding that the reason you'd be allowed to eat was because you're walking, was like you were still working, and if you could eat while you were working, that's not why. But on the other hand, ha ose maaseh, but somebody who was doing a maaseh, ochel achil midoraita, that midoraita. We see over here that we come back to the basis. And when are you allowed to eat, and when is a worker allowed to eat? Only while he's actually working. Okay? So the Gemara says, Alma, therefore, what do we learn from that? Oseh begefen zeh, ochel begefen acher. We answer our question, can you, if you're working on the one, get from another one? The answer is yes. Why? Because you're working. And we don't care what you're doing, as long as you're working. You're working now, you can eat. The Gemara says, no. No, we don't allow that. We're going to chuck that out. Not for what we thought. We're going a bit of round circles here. Omalach. The real reason is why can you eat while you're walking? Not that you can't eat while you're walking, but only while you're working. And therefore, when you're working, you can't eat. The reason why you can't eat while you're walking is because Malach is Kose Maaseh Dami. Right, look at Rashi there.
Don't you get a lunch hour?
Don't you get lunch hour? We're talking about lunch hour is something different altogether. We said that Balabai prefer you to eat while you're working because it's a waste time to go take a lunch hour. So expect Balabai would allow you to, prefer you to eat at that time. So look at Rashi. Malach Kose Maaseh Dami. Even so, if it wasn't because of Hashavat Aveda, like we learned in our Mishnah, lo achil. So we come back to bottom line is why you're allowed to eat during the time that you're walking. The underlying reason for it all is because the Baal HaBayit prefers you to work and eat, or walk and eat, and not sit down and stop eating when take your time, because it's more efficient for as far as time is concerned. Now the last line of the Mishnah that we had there was, and the donkey, right, when can the donkey eat, right? She can eat from what she is busy unloading, from her load, okay? So the Gemara is like, wait a second, can she poreket? But if she's got this load on her back, right? Hello, Michael. She's got this load on her back. How can she eat from it, right? Donkey's not going to neck like a camel, right? Ema ajite poreket. So the Gemara says, no, correct, and says, ajite poreket. While she's walking, because when she's standing still, it's much more difficult. When she's standing still, the workers are busy next to her, busy unloading all the stuff. They said, while she's walking, she can then put her head back and forth, etc., and nibble off the stuff that is around her. right? Tanina lahad de tanu rabbanan, right? And we can prove this from what we learned from Chachamim. Chamor v'gamal, a donkey and a camel, ochrim masoy shal gabehen. They can eat from the stuff that's on their backs, right? Shal gabehen. Ubilvad shelo yitol biyado v'achilem. As long as you don't actually visit, take the food yourself and feed it to your donkey or camel while they're working with the donkeys, allowed to eat mishamayim. It's got his zik, a schut, to eat the food that he's carrying or that the camel's carrying. But you can't take off what the camel off the wagon and feed it to the camel or to the donkey. Okay, new Mishnah.
פה אנחנו מבינים שמתי אם הוא אוכל בזמן שהוא עובד, לא משנה אם מעלך או לא מעלך, כשהוא עובד, זה הפרינציפ, נכון? שאם הוא תוך כדי עבודה אוכל, אז זה בסדר. איך הבן אדם אוכל תוך כדי עבודה? או שהוא עובד או שלא עובד.
But that's why Malach Koseh Maseh Dami. He's walking from he's just finished working in the one Aruga, in the one furrow, and now he's walking 50 meters to the next furrow. He takes a few figs in his hand, eats it while he's walking. Is that considered working or is that not considered working? In other words, is walking working or is walking not working? So there's a good example. If walking is working and he's walking and eating, it's if he's working and eating and he can do it. Okay, let's go. Ochel poel kishut. Now, still on this issue of poalim, right? Ochel poel kishut afilu bedina. So now a worker can eat, I think kishutim or cucumbers, right? Or like a kishutim?
Marrows.
I think the Gemara is cucumbers. In English, what that was, cross that there, I haven't got English. Marrow, cucumbers or marrows?
Cucumbers,
right. Ochel poel kishut afilu bedina, even if it's worth a dinner. And a kotevet, right? And a kotevet is a pomegranate.
A date.
And a date, right? Afilu bedina, even bedina. So it seems like a little repetition in the Mishnah. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Omer, lo yochal poel yeter al scharo. Rabbi Elazar Chisma, is it Chisma? Chassim, how do you pronounce the guy's name? Chisma, right. Says that a worker shouldn't eat more than his wages. Right, but Chachamim matir. Chachamim said, "No, eat as much as you like." However, Chachamim give you a sagacious advice, sagacious advice. Aval melam din er Adam. You teach the guy. Shlo ye Rav Tan. You shouldn't be a glutton. Rav Tan's man's got no limits. Did I see Michael walk in?
Hi.
I can't see your face. Right, shlo ye Rav Tan. V'yes sotem et apetach b'fana. Because if he's a Rav Tan, if he eats too much, word will go out quickly. And this guy eats at a house, nobody want to employ him. Never get employed again. Okay. So we can see there's three opinions here. There's the Tanakama, there's Rabbi Elazar Chisma, and there's Chachamim. The truth be told is that Chachamim and Tanakama are very similar. Because the Chachamim say that eat as much as you want. Tanakama says you can eat a work and eat even if it's a dinner. Right? And it could, even if it's a dinner, dinner is a lot of money. Right? His wages are probably half of that, or a quarter of that, or a sixth of that. We'll see just now. There's a danke, we'll see just now. A danke is a sixth of a dinner. So come in the Gemara. So Gemara says, okay, the Gemara's first question is Chachamim, Hayinu Tanakama. What's the difference between Chachamim and Tanakama? There's no difference here between them. So Gemara says, no, it is a difference. What's the difference? Ike benayu aval melamdin. That last line in the Mishnah, which is that you teach him how to behave. Good business conduct. The Tanakama, late lay melam. Tanakama doesn't worry about if he's going to ruin his life or not. Tanakama just says, you can eat. On the way to Rabbanan, who's the Chachamim over here, Itlu melamdin, they have got that shita that is important nonetheless, even though Mikradin is a mutar, right? Nonetheless, he shouldn't do it. Okay, the Gemara says another offer. Maybe now, Ivan Aima, we can say another difference. What's the difference between the Ikeb and I? What have they got between Chachamim and the Tanakama? To Rav Asi, they have got a different shita with regard to understanding a limud of Rav Asi. Right? What did Rav Asi say? To Rav Asi, the Amar Rav Asi, Afilu lo scharo elif tzor eshkol echad ochel. Rav Asi said that if you hire a worker and the whole job you want from him is this, he's got like one vine that's like got a big bunch of grapes in it, and you bring a guy and he says, please get up there and bring that bunch of grapes down. Even if he eats that whole bunch of grapes, he's allowed to do it. Okay? All you brought him for was that one bunch of grapes, and he eats it. Coach Rav Asi says, no problem. That's his entitled to it. Right? And now, and we understand over here, right? Tanakama, who says that you can eat as much as you want, he holds like Rav Asi. He says there's no limits. You need a dinar. We're chachamim. I'm saying Rashi outside. We're chachamim who say that you would teach the guy to be careful not to eat. That's actually obvious, isn't the guy. You might be entitled to eat more than your wages, but you can't eat the only piece of fruit that you come and pick. That would be a different community between Tanakama and Chachamim. Now, once we brought Rav Asi, the Gemara brings another Mamar of Rav Asi, which is exactly the same, almost. Vamar Rav Asi, afilu lo batzar ere shkol echad, o chalo. Even if he didn't, now you see, in the first Rav Asi said, afilu lo secharo ere livtzor eshkol echad. The whole purpose of his hiring was for one. In the second Mamar of Asi, it says, if all he ended up doing so far in this stage of the work was one eshkol, he could eat it. So Gemara says, what do we need the two different Rav Asis for? Yes, right? So the Gemara says, no, tshicha, we need it. Why do we need the two? Because the difference is the other. That if you look subtle, there's a subtle difference in the two of them. Diashmin and Hakamaita, if we just learned the first one, where Asi said the whole purpose of hiring him was just for this one, Mishum, Delo Ikelemaita, Lekelav Shil Balabai. Remember, the whole idea is, Ki Tavoy Lakerim Recha, Vachalta Navim, Bekelavshecha, Vaal Kelecha, Lotitan. You don't put it into your vessels, right? You eat without putting into your vessels. What you put into the Balabai's vessels, you can eat, but you can't actually put into the vessel and take them home. So right? Because we've got that pasuk there, Delo Ikelemaita, Lekelav Shil Balabai. Because there's nothing to, you still got to put into his vessels. And yeah, if you just learned the first one, so there's nothing to put in. Because all you were hired for is for that one, and you took it for yourself. So we would think that at least there should be something left to put into his. We would think that you don't even have to even put anything into that, into the Balabait's kelim. Aval heiched the ikar lemeitam lekelim shel Balabait, ein meleitam bereisha panlecho. However, if there was more to do, we'd say, you know what, no problem, right? Stick what you've got in the meantime, and then sit to your heart's content. That's how we'd learn from Asi if there was just the one. V'yashvin al bahar the efsh, and if we learn the second of Asi, where he says, if all you had done so far, not what you were hired for, but what you had done so far was just eat the one, and you picked the one and ate the one. Eve Ashwin Abaha, the Ef Shalekiyume. There we'd say, Rasi would say, when did I say ever much you want? When you will eventually be able to stick some fruits into his kalim. Why? Because you'll eat now what you've picked, but you'll pick some more afterwards. Lekiyume Levesof. Aval Heiche Delo Ef Shalekiyume Levesof. But we think that Rasi would tell us that if you weren't going to pick more, and it was just the first one you're going to pick and you're going to eat it, there wasn't more to put into his kalim, you couldn't do it. So we need the first one to say no. Even if you've got only one to pick, you got to eat it. Okay? That's a bit of a nitpicking. Okay. Tzricha, therefore we said Tzricha. Alright. Ibait Aima, another possibility of nafkamina between Tanakam and Chachamim is Ikebenayu de Rav. They've got that cholek on the shitta of Rav. What does Rav say? Dama Rav. Matzati Megilat Starim by Rabbi Chia. I found that Megilat Starim, the whole concept of Megilat Starim, in our day today, we see a Mishnah printed, a Gemara printed, or the Rishonim printed, but in the times when it was asked to write things down, so guys didn't flaunt their written notes around. They kept it very secret to themselves, right? And that's what Rebbe ultimately, when he edited the Mishnah, went around and found all these Megilot, the people had written, right? And that's how he compiled. People had written their own Mishnahs for themselves. Rebbe didn't write the whole Mishnah. He compiled and edited and found, and Rav Chia with the Toseftas and with the Brides, etc. So Rav says he found one of these Megillot Nistarim, the people had written down for themselves, right? By Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia, we know, is an authority, right? The Katuvba, and there it says, what does it say? Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda says, Ki tavo bekerem re'echa. What does the Pasuk Kitavo mean? We understood all the time that this was the archetypical Pasuk for a worker's right to be able to eat from the food while he's working. Rav's got this Megillat Sarim which says no. It says, Kitavo bekerem re'echa, b'viyat kol adam ha-katuv menaber. Anybody can walk into a field and they can eat of the field. It seems like to be that there's food zefka, right? V'amar Rav, and Rav said on this, lo shavak isi chaye lechol bria. Rav said it makes no sense this, because if this is the case, Rav Isi is not allowing leaving anybody livelihood, because you can work your whole life on a field. Any idiot can go walk in and just take what you've worked on, right? So in Amar Rav Ashi says, Amrita l'shmaita kamed Rav Kahana. I taught this in front of Rav Kahana. There's two different girsas here. The Agota Bachia brings a different girsa. The question is, who said what? Did Rav Kahana give this advice, or did Rav Ashi? In other words, there's a suggestion of how to miyashev this issue over here, but of this Megillat Sedarim. The one shitter of the Agota Bach, look at that Aleph, he says there that Rav Kahana answered this, and our Gemara seems to imply that Rav Ashi explained when he told it in front of Rav Kahana, he explained this verse. We're going to go with the Gemara shitter, okay? Even though I saw it in the Surah Shas, in Agota Bach, says there, come at Rav Kahana, Amali Dilma, Beosi, Besulatan, Abdu Vacha, Rav Afidu Achidich. I saw in the notes somewhere, I'm not sure where I saw it. That seems to be the more acceptable one, but we'll deal with the Gemara. Okay, so I'm Rav Ashi, I'm written to Shemaita, come at Rav Kahana, and what did I say? I said, maybe, what is Rav Ishi talking about over here? Dilma, Beosi, Besulatan, the Abdu Vachlu. Maybe we speak about a case over here where this is a sort of the workers at all work. People walk into the fields. Even if the boss hadn't hired them, they weren't just them coming in to eat. But they came and thought, you know what, we'll go and work in that field because they know that the guy's busy harvesting. We'll join the crew and we'll also eat. In other words, even without getting permission, but I'm not going to take more than what they're entitled to as a laborer. So Amali, so he said to me, Rav Kahana, Afidu Hachi, that doesn't even make sense still. The Nichelele, Inish, the Agur, Agure, the Niktafe, the part of say, he said, it still wouldn't make sense. Why? Because a person, Nechela, it's better for a person to bring workers, right, to into his field, agure, to hire people and to do the harvesting and not just let anybody come in and eat whatever they want. Okay, so we thought we could have the shit of Rav, and how would it make a difference? Where Rav says anybody can come in and work, and that would be Tanakama. You eat up as much as you like, you eat a dinner, whatever the case is. Where Chacham would say, no, you have to be careful what you eat, they wouldn't hold of Rav. Okay, that would be another answer. Okay, Ibai Lahu. Now we've got a question back on the issue of the Shriot of workers. Poel Mishalot, when the Poel, where the worker gets the rights to eat, whose rights is he eating? Or is it his food? In other words, is it by definition? Are your wages made up of two parts? Are they the wages for the work plus your entitlement to eat the food while you're working? And that's yours, it's inherently yours and it's part of your wages? Or no, is your wages what you're getting paid by the bite? And the Torah allows a worker to also eat. Now we'll see the naf committers between those two different opinions in a second. Right. So is he eating what is his? Well, the Torah allowed him to eat it. It's not his. Right? Mishal Shamay Mocha. So Gemara says, Dabai Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? The Amar, the Nafkamina, if he said, Pnu Leishti Ubana. You know what? I don't want the food. I'm going to work today. I'm on a fast day. I'm working on Tisha B'Av. And I don't want to eat. And the food I would have eaten today, I give to my wife and to my children. They aren't fasting. Right? Iyamat Mishalohu Ochel. If you want to tell me that it's his, Yavina Neu, then you've got the right to decide what to do. It's his. Therefore, just like he can eat, he can give it to somebody else. And yeah, might be Shamayim Ruchel. If you tell me no, it's Shamayim's. And, right? Ledide Zachidei Rachmana. The Torah entitled him. The Schut was his as the worker to eat it. Lishto Banav, Lo Zachideihu Rachmana. Okay? Now the question is my. So what is it? What? I can't hear you? So it's not Kelicha. It's a good question. El Kelicha lo titen. Very, very good question. I'll be honest, it's a good question. I never thought of that. But maybe they are walking with him there on the field. Right there, right there. Okay, so my. So the question is my. So what's the question? So what's like a Toshma? Let's try and see. We can answer from our Mishnah. Right? Ochel poel kishut. Afilu bedinar, kotevet, afilu bedinar. Tanakama said that a worker can eat a cucumber even if it's with a dinar, and a date, even if it was bedinar. Now, iyamart mishelohu ochel, if it's his, ogir bedankna, achil bezuza. Yeah, Rashi says this over here. Look at the Likutei Rashi, says the dankna is a shtut. Klomar ma'akesef shu shtut shel dinar, a sixth of a dinar. He says, what wages are at sixth of a dinar, and you're allowing him to eat a dinar. Right? So, Ochel, but if you say it's his, right? So, obviously, it can't be his. Must be Shamayim. Must be a schut from Shamayim. Because how can it be that his schut of wages is more than what's getting paid? It makes no sense that what you got to eat is more than what you got to get paid. So, therefore, what's this? Ve'elamai. Yeah, might be Shlom Shalom, Ochel, Ogri, Bedak, Nachel, Bezuta. Ve'elamai, Mishel Shamayim. And on the other hand, if we say that it's from Shamayim, Shamayimu, Sof sof, ogir bedagna, achil bezuza. It doesn't make a difference how you eat. And you said from Shamayim, it's still a crazy question here. What, you're going to hire a guy for a dankna, and you're going to pay, and you're going to let him eat a zuz? So however you look at it, whether it's from Shamayim or from the Barabayit, he's still eating much more than what his wages are. It doesn't make any sense over here, right? From Shamayim, my father says it makes sense.
No,
that Shamayim's eating whatever you want. Okay? Rashi says, by the way, though, that when we say Omishel Shamayim, we say b'matnat gemilut chasadim k'shar matanot aniim. What's the svara? The svara is that there's gemilut chesed, just like you're going to give any other poor man. We say by definition of workers, a poor person, just like you're going to give poor people money. Because my father's saying, no limit. Okay, maybe it makes sense from Shamayim. You know what, maybe. Edomai says, that's what we're talking about. Edomai itlach about. What are you going to say? Rachmane zachile. Just like Rachmane gave you a little. So far, Hakanam Rachmane zachile. Have you look at it? To make that difference at the end of the day, but what do we care? If it's the schut of the worker, if it's his, or if it's from Shamayim, that's not an argument, the money. Because the bottom line is that either way you look at it, he gets much more than he was entitled to. So now let's see if we can solve this. So Toshma, Rabbi Elazar Chasima, this is from our Mishnah again. Let's see if our Mishnah can solve it. We haven't really solved it. Or we try to prove that it obviously must be from Shamayim because it's such a big amount. And then we said, no, either way you look at it, it's a big amount. So that's not a proof. Right? So we still don't know, is it his or from Shamayim? So Toshma, Rabbi Elazar Chasima Omer, lo yachob poel yoter al scharo. Our Mishnah said that he said, don't eat more than what your wages are. The Chachamim matir, and the Chachamim said, no, you can't. So Gemara said, what, my love, I can't. Isn't this exactly the machloket? Isn't this exactly now, Mishnah, what Chachamim and Rabbi Chasima argued over? The Marasa, Rabbi Shalohu Ochel, because Rabbi Elazar Chasima, you said you can't eat more than your wages. He says, why can't you eat more than your wages? Because it's yours. In other words, your wages are made up of your food and the money, and the food is limited to the amount of your money. So therefore, it's like a double. You get cash plus food, and it equals each other, and you can't eat much more. But Umar Savar and Chachamim said, no, Mishal Shamayim Uochel. And Shamayim, and the Chachamim said, no, that's why you eat as much as you like, because from Shamayim, the limit to the wages. And says, no, that's not the answer. The Kule Alma, Mishalohu Uochel. In actual fact, there isn't a problem. Everyone agrees that it's his. Has a different machloket altogether. And the machloket really between Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar Chisma is over how to understand this pasuk of Chenaf Shecha. Right? If you look at Rashi there for a second. V'achalta Chenaf Shecha. V'davar shata, look at Rashi there, v'achalta Chenaf Shecha. V'davar shata moser Chenaf Shecha alav. La'alot pekevesh, la'alot be'ilan, that was you're risking your life, alright? You know, this is in the Gemara. Look in the Gemara, yeah? Kemiflega, that's the machloket. Mar sabar kenaf shecha, what does it mean kenaf shecha for your life? I'm trying to find the pasuk here, but I haven't got the pasuk yet. I thought Rashi wrote the pasuk. So Matt, you read us the pasuk quickly? David Barnett just walked in. Okay, good morning. Alright, so kenaf shecha. That's a person that goes to great extremes to earn his wages. He risks his life. He climbs up trees. He goes up dangerous ramps. Right? That's what kenaf shecha means. And therefore, if we say over here, right, that we're talking about kenaf shecha. Right, so when he's telling us over here that nafshecha means that he takes that he risks his life, right? He's allowed to eat, right? That means allowed to eat. Why is allowed to eat? Because that's exactly what he's working for. He's working to eat. He's taking the chances of eating. On the other hand, chachamim say, "Mar sabar ke nafshecha, ma nafshecha, im chasamta patu nafshecha comes at something else completely. It's a different limud." It's a bit tricky, this Gemara. He said, like this, the other opinion is that this pasuk nafshecha, is used for a different limud altogether. If it's used for a different limud altogether, it's not even available for this discussion. And what is they use that nafshecha for? Right, it's in Peichet. You've seen this Gemara already. Ma nafshecha im chasamta, if you yourself put a muzzle on yourself, right, you are patur from muzzling yourself while you're working. It's just lo tachsom shor b'disho, not yourself. Af poel im chasam te patru. They say that you can also put on a worker, a muzzle, because it's like you, just like you can do it to yourself, you do it to your worker. And therefore, because that nafshecha over there, right, is used for something else, right, Therefore, it's not available even to learn any limitations here on the food. So therefore, he'll tell us, so that's really the machloket, whether we use nafshecha for here or not. So Rabbi Lazar Chisma, who uses nafshecha for here, he puts a limitation on it. Chachamim who don't use nafshecha for here have no limitation, and therefore eat as much as you want. It works like a toshma. Let's now we're going to see if we can use another bright. We're still trying to prove, remember, whether the poor El works, the poor El is eating his own food or from Shammai. And we saw the nafkimin would be if he can give it to his wife and children or not. Okay? Are you looking bored, right? You know the answer to that question, let's carry on. Right, Toshma. Nazir She'amar, right? A Nazir who says, Pnu le'ishti ubanai. The Bachmer corrects that. Pnu le'ishti, give the food to my wife and my children. Ain't show me, you don't listen to him. V'yamart mishalohu ochel. If you said no, it's his and he can eat it, Amai ain't show me. Why don't you listen to him? Right, give it him. So that's a good proof. Now, Mati, yeah, you can even understand it now. Right? It's a good proof. If you can give it to your wife and children, then it would be a proof that it's yours. If you can't give it to your wife and children, it's not yours, right? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof. The reason you don't listen to the Nazir is not because it's not his to give away. There's for a separate reason, because he's coming to work in the grapes. Right? The Nazir is not allowed to eat wine, drink wine, or eat grapes. So you kones the Nazir. She had to be shub lech lech amrina nazira schor schor lechar meloti krav. Don't come close, right? Look at Rashi there at the bottom. It says klomar knasahu dekansu sheimanatz mo milaskil anim. We give him a knas that we don't allow him any food. In other words, normally if it was a normal person, we would give him the food to give his wife and children. But the nazir we say no, because we don't want him working in the vineyards. Because like if neiver, right, he'll come to eating the grapes. They want to keep him away. Okay, let's try another bright. Poel. Let's see now. There was about a Nazir. Now with a similar bright about Poel. Poel, Shamart Nurish to Ubanai. If a worker says, give the fruits to my wife or to my children, this is bright as well. Ain't Shomilo. Now here we can't say Nazir, right? This is a Poel. And if we don't listen to him, there's a great proof. Why don't we listen to him? Because obviously the fruits are his, not the Torah. And therefore, are the Torah and not his. And therefore he can't give it away. He can't do what he wants with it. Why do we listen to him? The Gemara says, no. Again, when we use the word poel over here, we're actually speaking about Nazir as well. My poel, Nazir, it's actually a Nazir. So why do we call it a poel? Right? So the Gemara says like this, Vahatanya Nazir, Vahatanya poel. They're two different brightas. The one's calling it a Nazir, and the one calls it a poel. Right? And the Gemara says like this, Midi Gabe Adare Tanya. They're both teaching exactly the same thing. Okay, that's also Lamed. We learned this a long time ago, this Gemara. Daf Lamed Dalet. Lamed Mem Nun Samach Ayin Pei Tzadik. We learned this 2 months ago. Okay, we learned this Gemara 2 months ago. Right? We learned, so, Gabba Dalet Tanyan, Toshma Min Ayin Nepal Shamru Amar. Now, what's the connection going on in there? So, why do we call it this Nazir a worker? So the Gemara Slak is Toshma, Minayin Lepoel Shamar, Dur Ishtu, Bana Shain Shomin Doshne. Now, from the other side, from where do we know that when a Poel says, give my wife my children, we don't listen to him? Shnei Mavi, Kedichal Otitain. See, where they were bringing the passage where Mati closed, quoted early on. Vel Kedichal Otitain, you can't put it into your kelim. That's why you can't give it away. Vechi Taimah says the Gemara. Now, if you want to tell me, Hachi Nami Nazir, you want to tell me that's also a Nazir. Right? You want to tell me it's the third limud of a Nazir. Right? That's why you shouldn't be using the pasuk El Kelicha. El Kelicha plus no people. The pasuk should have been Lech Lech. The writer should have said Lech Lech. Go away for the Knas. Why are you telling me Nazir? Must be, and it's not Nazir this time around. And then we've got a perfectly good proof that he can't give it to his wife or children. Therefore, what's the greatest proof that we've got now? It's from Shamayim and not from his own. Right? Clear? 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 Is it clear?
Yeah.
Let me go through it again. We just bought two brighters. The first brighter said Nazir, and we thought, the Nazir, we don't listen to the Nazir, that's a proof that they're actually from Shamayim, not his. So we said, no, why don't we listen to him? Because the Nazir is a special law. We another brighter that said Poel. We said, now he has proof that we don't listen to the Poel, must mean that it is Shamayim. So we said, no, the Poel there is actually Nazir as well. But they're different. Two people learned the different brighters. One called the Poel and one called the Nazir. They both speak about Nazir. We brought a third brighter. The third brighter said, we can't give it to his wife and children. And what's the reason? Because El Kelyacha. Now, El Kelyacha is not talking about an old person. So we said, yeah, the greatest proof in the world. You can't tell me now that this is about Nazir. If it was about Nazir, we should have, the brother should have said, what's the reason you can't give it to your wife and children? Because of Lech Lech, go away, because of a Knas. But say El Kelyacha, which means not a Nazir. Look at the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, now, Enachinami, Va'aydi Diktani La, Blashon Poel. No, Enachinami, it is a Nazir. But why are we using the Lashon that we understand about Poel? Kenasiv Lakra de Poel. Because we're attributing the Pasuk of Poel to the Nazir, which becomes the Asmachta, the basis for which we are giving him the Knas. And therefore it seems to imply over here, right, so what would the end of the Gemara be over here? Right, that it would seem over here that it is not his food as well, and the Nazir as well, and it's actually from Shammai. That's how we end up over here. Toshma. The Gemara now is not 100% satisfied and wants to bring another proof now. We're still trying to push it, we're trying to find a way to answer this question. Is it the Poel or Shammai? This is the Asocher HaPoel. Is it his wages or from Shammai? Right? So Gemara is like, Toshma, Asocher HaPoel, Liktzot B'Teinim. You hire away a worker, okay? But what's his whole job over here? Look at Rashi, Liktzot. Liyapshan besadeh, lasot kisiot. Okay, to take tainim of figs, right, and to dry out the figs, and then to press them into like fig cakes. Remember, we know now that the gemar melacha for the figs is that they become chayav in maser at that stage. Up until that stage, a worker is allowed to eat it, right? Hashocher liktzot betoinim, right? So the gemar said like this: Harei ze ochel, he can eat upatur min hamaser. The reason that we said. Could still not finish the Gemara Melacha, and therefore he can still eat it. If on the other hand you make a deal with a worker, you say, Amenat she'ochel, ani ubanai, or she'yochal b'ni bischari, or another you say to him, you know what, my contract of working here is, the conditions of employment are such, that me and my son can eat, or that I can feed my son from my wages. What's the answer? Who ochel upatur? He can eat in his patur. Why? Because as the worker, he's entitled to the work until the gemar melacha. But ubeno ochel v'chayav. His son, on the other hand, is chayav in maser. Why? Remember, we learned this on Shabbos, I think, that the difference between buying and working. Buying is already gemar melacha. The mekach makes you chayav in maser. So he is getting it as part of his wages. Therefore, until the Gemar Melacha of the work, he's not Chayav in Maser. But the Mekach for his son is now getting it as a part of a payment. He's not getting it now from the Zchut of being the worker. It's now part of the payment. Therefore, if he bought it, so to speak, he got paid with the goods. There was a Mekach over here. That would be Gemar Melacha as far as Maser is concerned.
In the previous Amud, he had the same about his wife.
So in the previous Amud, if he said there, give it to my wife and children, it wasn't the condition of work. Here is Al-Manat. The diuk of here is Al-Manat. The condition of employment, in other words, my terms of employment are such that my wife and children eat my food. That's very different story altogether. Right, Shocha. So we say, who b'no ochel? The chayev. Iyamart. Now the Gemara says as follows. Iyamart, we should know who ochel. And if we say that it's his that is eating, right, and not from Shamayim, it's his, amar chayev. But no, why is his son chayv in maser? Basically, his son ate his. It's just like he didn't have to eat without maser. His son should be able to eat without maser. So we see over here that no, in actual fact, it's not his. It was part of the wages which the Torah ate
after. When there wasn't a condition.
When there is a condition. Because we're saying it shouldn't make a difference. I gave the answer of the diuk. I already jumped to the end. The Gemara's question is, why should it make a difference? If it's his, and what do we care what the conditions were? And then your question was on the first Mishnah. The Gemara is now asking, shouldn't this be like the first Mishnah?
Yes.
I gave you an answer to your question. Ravina gives a different answer. He says, no, you know what? Bikaradin, you're probably right. The son could eat it and it's ready Mishelo. But we don't want people to think that when it looks like a deal over here and the son got it as payment, it looks like he bought it. People think, he bought it and he never gave maser. Then we buy one, give maser. So we can't really prove anything from this brighter here. So now we try again. Toshma, socher tapoel, asot b'netter avai. Now netter avai, we know you've got the 3 years of oil you can't eat. Netter avai is very similar to maser sheni. In the fourth year of the fruits, you will take the fruits, eat them in Yerushalayim, or you can poder them, right? You can redeem them on money, eat them here and take the money to Jerusalem. So the Asocher Apoel Asot Benet Revai Shelo Hare Elo Yochlu. The Brita says that they can't eat. Why? Because you aren't allowed to eat Net Revai. Look at the list there. However, Im Lo Hodiam. Hey, if you never notified the worker when you brought him in to do the job, then you have to let him eat. And you pode umachilin. You have to pode, redeem, put money aside, and on that fruit let the worker eat it. And look at the Gemara. What?
Not even in Yerushalayim, they don't have to take it to Yerushalayim to eat it.
No, the fruit, the Maaseh Sheni also. If you redeem Maaseh Sheni, so the fruit you can eat at home, and your money you take to Yerushalayim and eat. The same thing with Neter Avai. That's why I said it's like Maaseh Sheni. You can redeem it over here now, eat it in Tel Mond, but the money you've got to take up to Jerusalem, you the Balabayit. But in the meantime, your worker can eat it.
But the Gemara Malacha right. Doesn't come into the question.
There's no Gemara Malacha.
Can you eat the
Maaseh or Neter Avai? Neter Avai is all Kadosh. Okay. Now the Gemara says, if you're telling me that it's Mishamayim, it's not really the worker's entitlement, but it's Mishamayim who achel. Am I pode or machirin? What's going on over here? If it belongs to Mishamayim in the first place, you're now telling me that you pode and you redeem it out of Shamayim, you give it to him. Isur lo zachi le'u rachmana. The Torah never allowed you the right to eat things which are asur. See, but if the whole source of this is from Shamayim, then surely there's some things that are extraterritorial here, like Maaseh Sheni and Neter Avai and the Chumar Maaseh. If you're working in these things, you aren't expected to eat them. So what's going on over here? Therefore, we're trying to say it must be yours. If it wasn't yours, you wouldn't force the Balabai to go to such extents to put it to give it to you. So Gemara says, no, we can't prevent anything from here. Either why? Hata mishum de mechzeh ke mekach ta'ut. Same idea. We look like a mekach ta'ut. What's the mekach ta'ut? Is that when the worker was employed, he understood that he's allowed to eat the food. Suddenly he arrives there to work, and you say, sorry mate, you after half an hour, or 2 hours, or 3 hours of working, he now takes his hands and plucks a fix. No, that's Neter Avai, but you never told me Neter Avai.
Right?
Okay, we're going to get to that. Good question. And now the Gemara's like, you know what? We can't prove that from that over there, right? This is in tomorrow's daf. It's a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. But let's see from the Seifa of that Mishnah. I'm a Seifa. Maybe the Seifa can help us. Nitparsu agolav. So these date cakes fell apart. Or nitpatchu chaviotav, or in barrels of wine. And the lids came off and they spilt. Hare elu lo yochlu. Now that's already after the Gemar Melacha, right? Normally, in a normal case, when you've made the date fig, the cakes, or you've sealed the barrels of wine, they're already after a case of Gemar Melacha and you chayv in maser. So there, you understand that you're going to come work on processed foods. It's already past the stage of maser. You understand that you can't eat it because it's chayv maser. You guys are allowed to eat up until that stage, right? So the pasuk we have here, elu lo yochlu. Here, Mati, ve'im lo dian, and if he never told him, maser umachilin, he has to take maser and eat it and give him to eat. It was quite the same question. Ve'amart mishel shamayim uochel, same idea as the Neter Avai. Amai maser umachilin. Why do we make the barabayit take maser and give it to the worker to eat? Isur lo zachilu rachmana. Same question, right? Now, let's say we gave an answer previously with regards to the figs. So what do we say? It's a mekach taut, right? It would be a mekach taut with the Neter Avai. We said there, we look at a mekach taut. So now, let's say that here, yeah, maybe you're going to tell me the reason here is that we've got to do it because it looks like a mekach taut. Wait a second. Let's look at the two different cases over here. There's the figs that fell apart, and there's the wine that fell back into the gut, into the wine press. Bishlom and nitparsu agulav. I can understand if you're telling me about the figs that fell apart. Mechzeik mekachtaut. There, the guy isn't meant to know that they were once cakes of dates or figs, and they now fell apart, and they had been chayv in Truman Maser, and now they've fallen apart because now they look like, in the earlier stage, they look to me like it's before the Gemar Melacha, right? That's clear, correct? Clear? That would look like mekachtaut. That I can understand. You give me an answer, mekachtaut. But the barrels, my mekachta, where's the mekachtaut here? Ike made a yada, the guy should know. The it bilahu lemaser, that as soon as these barrels were once filled and they fell, and the lids came off and they fell and the wine poured out, they were ready as tevil, as far as concerned for maser. So there we can't answer mekachtaut. So why can't he eat it over there? Must be because it is obviously not his, right? Because it's from Shammai. So the Gemara says like this, no, Amar Rav Sheshet, Shenit Patchu Chaviotav Labor. What's going on over here? They actually fell back into the pit. The barrels, when the lids came off, they fell back into the pit. So the pit is the earlier stage before he moves it into the cistern, right? Into the wine, the decanting barrels. Right there, it is an earlier stage, and we think no, it's before that we have actually got to the stage with Chayvin Maaser. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Vatanya, Yai Mishirad Labor. We know we've got a brighter from Avodah Zorah that tells us that already once the wine has fallen into the bor, it's chayev in maaser. So yeah, he sees it in the bor, he knows it's chayev in maaser, even though it fell back. The Gemara says, no, it's like Rabbi Akiva. He's holding up Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva say? Mishe yikpe. Is that what's the word there? Mishe yikpe. Hey, help me with the word there. Mishe yikpe. Mishe yikpe. Okay, mikape, look at Rashi over here. Rashi over here says, Mishe yikape. Mishe yikape. Mishe yikpeu achar tzanim, al pi abor. Right? Keshe matchil liyot toses, v'notlin agaz, azagin u'mashlichan. That's a later stage when the wine settles a bit, starts fizzling, it becomes a bit gassy, right? The other words, the fermentation process begins. And now all the rubbish starts coming to the top. Contra Rabbi Akiva, only at that stage are you chayev in Trumas. That would be Gemara Malacha. He thinks it would be before that stage. So he wants to wait a second. They're not so pasha, because we've got a reworded version of that whole brighter, right? Which might make it a little bit different. I never knew that it was already Gemara Malacha. I saw it there and I thought it was before that. But Neimelei, who should the Gemara like this, but say to them, you should have known. Should have at least entertained the thought. Dilma mikpeh. So Dilma mikpeh, we're taking it, we're at that stage. So he says, no, why didn't the Balabai think, why didn't the workers think that? But Atra Dahu Gavra Denagid Ihu Makpeh. Because it's in a place where the minag is that the person who does the picking up, the decanting of the wine from the barrel, he's the same guy that would clear out all these, like the waste, we learned the word once. Dregs, thank you, dregs. The Gemara says, okay, but we've hashed the tani. Now we've learned in a Mishnah, right? In there, also in Avodah Zorah, that Rav Zvid, B'debei Rav Hoshia, right? We learned that he says like this, Yayin, Mishar at Labor, Veyikpe, right? Why he says that one from the time it goes into the bor and you take the dregs. And Rabbi Akiva says, no. Only later on, Misha Yishle b'chaviot. Right, look at Rashi there. Misha Yishle b'chaviot. Misha Natan b'chaviot. V'utoses urtichato ole. U'miktzat shmarin kofa'in namala. V'kodim sheyigofu otan chaviot shulin otan urtichot b'shtichan. The Akiva says even a later stage, when you put the wine into the barrels, and then you wait for the wine to settle in the barrels, you take the last sort of cleaning off, and then you seal it, right? If we use that machloket now between Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva, we don't have to go to the extent of when we speak about a case where the wine fell into the barrel. Afilu taima shelonit patchu chaviotav labor. They fell into the barrel. They're in the barrel still, and then we can still have this machloket and say damrulei lo aviyadin and demashle. He would say to you that they would say to you the workers, we never knew that this mashle had been taken off. V'neimulei, and you would say to them, ibayelechu asukat ataychu. You should have known, right? Dilma mashle. That be my take with it. He would say, do you know, why wouldn't we learn this? Which would be like a case, Pa'atra, Dahu, Desharik, Ahu, Mashli, Ahu, Desarik, Sarik, actually. It's an interesting word. That same word, Sarik, is in Reish Nun Dalet, the Reish Nun Hay, in Hilchot Shabbos, with the Tanur, where you seal the Tanur. Same idea, Sarik. Okay, over here. So, Pa'atra, Dahu, Desarik, the guy who does the sealing of the barrels, he's the one who takes it out. So, bottom line is, we can't really prove too much from these brighters, because each one you could have learned from a different way. If it's before the Gemara Malacha or after the Gemara Malacha, we haven't proved anything yet about whether it is Mishelo or Mishel Barab or Mishamayim. Toshma. We're talking about workers here who don't get drunk too quickly, and I can tell you there are lots of those around the world today. All right. Toshma, okay, let's get another brighter. Kotzetz Adam al ile atzmo al ile beno ubitu agdolim. Right? Now we've got a Gemara here, a brighter which we bring over here. We're still trying to work out who is the food. Is it his food or is it from Shamayim? Can he give it to his children or can't he give it to his children? So we've got a braita over here, right, which comes from tomorrow's daf. She's like, it's kotetz adam al yedei. Is it a braita or a mishnah? Kotetz adam al yedei atzmo. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah tomorrow. Wow, we've got a big amud tomorrow. Okay. It's a mishnah over here. Kotetz adam al yedei atzmo al yedei beno ubitua gedolim. A person can make a deal, right? What does it mean, kotzetz adam et atzmo? Right? He can, look at Rashi there, kotzetz litol ma'ot v'lo yochal. Because you know what, I'm not going to eat. I won't eat the whole day, and in lieu of that, my entitlement to eat, pay me money. Now, he's like, alidei atzmo for himself, or alidei beno ubitua gedolim, or if his older children are going to eat, are going to work, he can say, don't feed them, pay me the money. Alidei avdo v'shivchato gedolim, or on his grown-up servants, male or female servants. Alidei ishto, or on behalf of his wife, he said, my wife will work, and don't pay her, don't feed her rather, pay me the money. Why, says the Mishnah? Neshi Eshben Da'at, because they've got Da'at, they're older people, they understand, they're party to the agreement. Aber eino kotzetz, lo alidei beno ubitua ketanim, he can't do it for his little children, they're working. Velo alidei avdo v'shivchato, also for his little avadim who are working. He can't rent out his cow and say, put a muzzle on my cow and pay me what he could have eaten. Why? Because they haven't got da'at. So now the Gemara gets all excited and says, what do we think that we're talking about over here? Talking about a case, in a case where the owner, the father, the master, or of the slaves, or the children, of his wife, etc., he is personally responsible for their food, for their well-being. And therefore, because they aren't going to eat now while they're working, he's going to have to feed them, and therefore he's entitled to get the money. Right? Makes perfectly good sense. So the verse is as follows. If you want to tell me now, look, this is perfectly good proof that whose food is it? It's from Shamayim. Mishum hachi, this is the reason why, eno kotzetz. This is the reason why he can't make the deal. Rashi helps us over here on the little kids. Right? Because the little kids have got no schut to eat. Only what they managed to put into their mouth. They've got no real rights to anything else. They've got no inherent rights in foods they can take. They happen to see food they can put into it. Rashi says here, only what you put into his mouth. So if you don't put it into his mouth, he's got no, he can't. But we know that a katan can't do masa kinyan. So he can't corner and give it to you. That's why we say that he aren't going to corner. But if you say, that's why we understand that it's from Shamayim, that the little kids can't also pass over the food to their father or to their master. But if you say that the kids themselves are entitled to eat as well, right? Then the little kids, you should be entitled to also do the kotzlehu. So Gemara says, you know what? You could be right, but the situation is different. What are you talking about over here? We're talking about a case where the master or the father isn't responsible to actually feed them, right? So Gemara says, if that's the case, kedolim nami. Then the big ones as well, you shouldn't be able to take their food from you. He's not responsible to feed them. On what rights can he say, don't get food and give me the money? So Gemara says, no, with the big ones he can do it. Why? Gedolim yadei ukamachle. They know and they're mochel. Right? So Gemara says, wait a second. V'hatani Rav Hoshia kotzet. So we haven't really proved anything over here so far, right? V'hatani Rav Hoshia kotzet adam al yidei atzmo, v'ya ishto, aval lo al yidei behemto. Right, we see here that this bright here mixes things up and sort of gives us a situation we're not quite sure now what the reasons that he can and he can't. My love, aren't all these guys speaking about when he is responsible to give them food? This is the machloket. Umar Savar, Michel Shamayim, Uchidot, again, in front of me here. In front of me here. It's a new superstar tomorrow.